The Director Podcast, episode number 26, October 21st, 2006.
If you're ever stuck and don't know what to do, well, here's the podcast just for you. It's the Director Podcast.
Adobe Director.
For developers who won't give up, you'll love it so much you won't get enough. It's the Director Podcast. We're talking lingo and extras, 3D and Shockwave. You can all write better code without using the debugger, don't you know? So let's lend a hand to the man who helps everyone to understand. Adobe's Director. It's not Flash, it's better. It's the Director Podcast.
Hey, everybody out there in podcast land, welcome to this Director Podcast. Episode number 26. It is Saturday, October 21st. Is it October already? Gosh, when was my last podcast? It was quite some time ago. I've been getting lots of emails from you guys wondering where the heck I have been. Well, we've been busy. You know, we've been moving into a new office, which is very, very exciting. But it has taken much longer than anticipated. Anybody who has made a move into a new office knows that, man, it can be pretty hectic. Moving the equipment, moving our employees. Oh, man. I'll tell you what. I don't want to go through this anytime soon because it's a pretty major undertaking. But you know what? We're settled. We're in place. I'm starting to feel comfortable here. I got my Mac and PC side by side with dueling screens. Actually got a pretty nice office. I'm going to have to take a picture here when we're all finished decorating and all that fun stuff and post a picture for you guys because that's a pretty sweet operation we got going on here. I really like the setup. We're very productive in this new environment, which is, man, if we weren't productive, we'd be in serious trouble. But that's where we've been doing that. We actually moved from our office from Fort Lauderdale up to Pompano Beach, which is, you know, about 20 minutes or so up the road north. As a matter of fact, any of you who heard about that recent stingray attack, probably anybody out of the U.S. probably didn't hear about this, but it did make national U.S. news, where a stingray jumped into a boat, and which is strange to begin with. The guy went to get it out of the boat. The stingray kicked its barb up and nailed the guy in the heart. As of today, the guy is still alive. He's still in critical condition, but what a bizarre thing to happen. Those of you that listen to our show quite often know I'm a diver. As a matter of fact, I'm going diving tomorrow to catch some more lobsters. And, you know, stingrays are something you look for. You have a good time with. You're never afraid of them. You know, I don't know. Very strange. The crocodile hunter guy, he was killed. And this accident, bizarre. Very, very bizarre. That's all I have to say. I don't know if the last time I did a podcast, I had told you I'd gone down to the Keys for our lobster dive. Three of us went down. Man, we caught a ton of lobsters. Big ones. We were catching so many that, you know, your limit is 6 lobsters per person per day. We were throwing the little ones away because we kept catching them bigger and bigger. And, man, I'm going to post some pictures of that for you maybe next episode as well, because that was a good time, let me tell you. All right, I'm going to keep the chit-chat low here in the beginning because we have a lot to cover here in this episode. I hear beeping things. I don't know what you guys hear that in the background? Hang on 1 second. I'm going to go check that out. I'm back. I just put it on pause there for a second. I don't know if I'm going to be able to shut that thing up here during this podcast. I've actually got the servers in a room right next to me here, and our APC battery backup all of a sudden is saying that the batteries are no good anymore in it. It's a pretty big APC. Last time I swapped those batteries out, man, it cost me a fortune. But anyways, we'll see what happens here. Hopefully, like I said, that sound isn't too annoying. I'm hoping you really can't hear it at all. It's bothering me, though. Anyways, where was I? I'm so out of practice here. I don't even know where to begin. We do have a ton of information to cover in this episode. So like I said, I'm going to keep the chit-chat short in the beginning. I just want to thank all of you who have donated on our website. We have we do have a donation button up there. If you go into the podcast area of the website, which is director.magicgate.com will get you there. On the right-hand column, there's a donation button. A few of you have donated. Thank you very much. Every little bit helps to support this show, and we certainly do appreciate it, believe me. A couple of exciting other new things we have actually on our website. I told you we'd be developing some products just for you guys, and guess what? We're done. We've got them out. This is only just the beginning, but if you go into our shopping cart system or just go to our homepage, there's a link to it, we actually have 7 unique themed interfaces that you guys can use for your multimedia projects. Of these 7, we have a blueprint, there's a classroom interface, a dashboard interface, jungle-based interface, a message board, which is kind of like an office tack board. We have a Toyland interface, which is good for educational CD-ROMs. And we have a vintage journal interface. So these 7 unique theme-based interfaces are perfect for anybody who wants to get a jump start on a multimedia project without the hassle of creating that impossible task of a good-looking graphical-based interface. And that's one thing that we happen to be really, really good at here at Magic Gate Software, is creating a great-looking CD-ROM. So we've had a few people ask us, hey, it would be great if you sell these kind of things. So you know what? We went out there and we designed 7 right now. We're in the works of designing maybe another 20 or 30 more. We've got the ideas on the board. We just we actually want to see the response to these first 7 to see how they go. Now, like I said, we have 3 different purchasing options. Purchase option 1, you can actually just buy the PSD file. Now, this is layered PSD files, so you can import it. We always use the Photocaster Extra from Media Labs. That makes life real simple for importing PSD files in the layers. So, you know, if you've got that extra, if you've got some other technique to import the layers, you know, the PSD file will be just fine. Purchase option number 2 is we give you not only the PSD file, but what I've done is I've taken the PSD file and I've imported it into a director. I think I used 8.5, so it's backwards compatible for all you guys. I've imported the layers already. I've programmed out the mouse overs and including the navigational system. So for a little bit more money, not only do you have the PSD file, but guess what? You've already got a director project, pretty much a stub projector that has everything already imported, ready to go. You just fill in the blanks and bam, you've got a very, very quick head start on your next multimedia project. Purchase option number 3 is for those of you that have large clients that definitely want that unique edge and don't want the client to see the same interface used down the road. Let's say they're looking at a competitor's CD-ROM and they see the same interface. Purchase option 3 is the option to purchase this interface exclusively, meaning you get the PSD file, you get the director file, and guess what? We're not going to sell that file to anybody else. And if we've sold 1 or 2 of those interfaces already, we're going to remove the exclusive option for that interface. So those are the 3 purchase options. We are launching this in coinciding basically with this podcast. So you guys are the first people that are going to actually be able to see these interfaces. And if you have any ideas for additional interfaces that you'd like to see developed, and you're interested in purchasing, let us know, because man, we can whip them up pretty darn quick. I'll tell you what, we got some great graphics people here. That's one thing I really concentrate here at Magic Gate Software, is I have this severe division between our graphics department and our programming department. I let the graphics people do what they do best, and they know what they need to give us to make it life simple for us here on the programming side. And I have the programmers do what they do best. And, you know, this is the perfect marriage of both worlds. And I know there's a lot of programmers out there that don't have that, don't have the capabilities, nor really need the capabilities to create a great looking graphical interface. Well, now we've taken that work and done it for you. So anyways, go check it out. I placed a link here as I've been talking in the enhanced podcast to jump directly to those interfaces so you can check them out and let us know what you think. Okay, what else? Oh, since the last podcast, I can't remember. Gosh, it's been so long. We also produced 3 kiosk or on-screen keyboards that if you do any touchscreen projects or kiosk projects and you need an on-screen keyboard, that's a that's a big pain to create sometimes. What we've done also is we've created three different kiosk keyboards that you can use for your next kiosk or touchscreen application. So you want to check that out too. I'll make a link here right now. If you're interested, go ahead and click on it. And there you go. Okay. So come see all of our products. Actually, for those of you who missed our last few podcasts, we have a ton of products that we just launched. And guess what? Every one of those commercial products was made with Director. I think we have at least 18. I think we have more than that. I think we probably have 20, 25 products in there right now. So if that's something that interests you, or just to browse around and look to see what we're creating and how we're using Director, go check that out. Before I get into the news, I think at the top of the podcast, since I'm out of practice, I forgot to mention my name is Skip Kimple. I come to you from Magic Aid Software. Can't say sunny Fort Lauderdale, Florida, even though we are, I guess we're close enough to Fort Lauderdale to call us Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We're technically in Pompano Beach. And if you're looking for this file on the internet, you can find us by going to director.magicgate.com. There you're going to find the show notes for this show. Any links that we happen to be talking about during this show, we're going to place them in the show notes. And if you happen to be listening to the enhanced version in iTunes, you can go ahead and click on the link as we're talking about it. Down in the bottom left-hand corner of your screen, you should see the art for the podcast. And that art will change, that little thumbnail will change as we're talking about something. And it's usually associated with a link that you can click on. And off you go to the link, and you can make it kind of interactive. You can play along as we're talking about it. So that's enough. Let's get right into the news now.
In the news.
Topping the news, we have a bunch of news actually from Integration New Media. Matter of fact, I'm looking at it here. I think all the news is coming from Integration New Media. And some of it's not relatively new, because most of you have been reading the news groups and know about this stuff already. But the first thing is Integration New Media recently acquired DataGrip. And I just want to read this press announcement to you, this press release. As of immediately, Integration New Media will be developing, marketing, and supporting DataGrip. The founder of DataGrip has decided to pursue other interests. We wish him the best of luck in his new ventures. INM's goal is to constantly provide multimedia authors with superior tools for the production of highly interactive publications and applications, particularly for e-learning and sales and marketing tools. INM is the maker... Okay, blah, blah, blah. That's a big old pitch for INM. Next paragraph. INM is committed to extending its outstanding service support and guidance to existing DataGrip customers. Licenses of DataGrip will continue to be offered at the current price of $249 US. A special upgrade path to INM's Vision DB is available for only $149 US. So that's one thing you might want to check out. I'm making a link to it on the show notes as we speak. Second piece of news that comes out of Integration New Media is... The Impresario 3 Extra was just released. And let me see if I can find some information here. Go ahead and click on the interactive link if you're listening to the enhanced version right now. And you can check this out as I'm talking about it. Now you can create and customize PDFs from within Director. The Extra now handles all of your content publishing and printing needs with no programming skills required. Create searchable libraries, index search, retrieve, and display relevant information from a large number of PDFs with the combined use of INM's Impresario 3 and INM's Vision Database 4. And they actually have a bundle package now that you can purchase the two together, hopefully for a reduced price. I didn't check that out. But anybody out there using Impresario 3 yet? I'm curious to find if, you know... What are the great new enhancements? The only one that I saw that I noticed was a major feature is that you can actually create PDFs now based upon templates or something like that. I don't know. I haven't looked in it too much. Those of you interested in finding out more about this product, maybe somebody can report back to me by next episode. They have a webinar coming up. And the webinar is this upcoming Wednesday, October 25th at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I guess it's going to last about 45 minutes, about 15 minutes for questions. And it will be presented by our good friend Gabrielle Krim over at Integration New Media. I also got an email from them saying that they have a new updated searchable library toolkit for Impresario, which you can download and find on the INM website. So somebody download that. Let me know how it is. And let's see what else. So that's all from INM. Mike sent us a new test from our Macintel test extra list. The Ultimate File I.O. Extra tests out good on the Macintel. Anybody else out there, remember, if you've tested any extras that are compatible or not compatible with the Macintel systems, let us know. We have a place. If you go just to director.magic8.com, you'll find a link for it where you can post your comments to let us know if an extra has passed or not passed on the Macintel system. Okay, I think, is that it for the news? No, one more piece of news. Those of you asking us about the contest, you know what? We have not had enough contest entries yet to even end this to begin voting. So we need more people to send us contest entries. We are looking for the best script and the most useful script using Lingo in 20 lines of code or less. So if you're interested in doing that and participating in this contest, and we decide we're not going to announce the prize until we have the entries in, until we have the winner. It's an excellent prize, but I don't want that solely to be the incentive for you guys to participate in the show. I think this is a great opportunity to share some code and kind of show off what you've been doing. So if you're interested, send your entries to us. You can send it to director@magic8.com or contest@magicgate.com, and we'll announce your name as we receive those contest entries. Time for our listener feedback, and we have a ton of feedback. I'm going to try to zip through these as quickly as possible. I'm not going to read them all, unfortunately, because I get in trouble from you guys every time I go on too long with these listener comments. First up is Michael from Australia. Michael writes, I'm a director and Shockwave enthusiast and have been with the program for the best part of a decade. So most interested in what others are doing with this superb web programming language. I have managed to link Shockwave to backend SQL databases and believe I have made it more powerful than Microsoft's .NET framework. Can't understand why Shockwave isn't the language of choice for all IT professionals. Can't understand why Adobe doesn't seem to be promoting it. Well, we'll see what Adobe does under the new command and see how they pitch things. But thank you, Michael. You brought up some good points. Director is extremely powerful, as we all know. And your comments very much appreciated. Colin writes us, is Director Podcast not compatible with iTunes 7? Hope all is well. Colin, was that being sarcastic there? It is compatible with iTunes 7, and it hasn't been updating because we haven't done a podcast lately. So here it is. Thanks for keeping us in mind, though. We have an anonymous, actually anonymous, Mr. Anonymous. He likes to write us. We have three comments from him all over several periods of time. He writes, hi, Skip. Hope you're well. I wanted to re-ask the question I had posed a while back. Now that we have had a chance to settle down to the use of Intel processor on Macs, I wondered what kind of performance people are getting, despite us not having a universal version of Director and a Director player. Good question. I have yet to purchase a new Mac with the Intel processor, so I do not know firsthand. I'll probably be making that purchase by the end of the year, so hopefully I will have firsthand knowledge. But, you know, people really haven't been commenting on that, so I'm anticipating it's really not a huge issue. If it is out there, let us know. He wrote me another comment, or she wrote me another comment, and said, hey, Skip, I'm sad to see no new Director podcast episodes and am hoping it's just because you're busy. Yes, it is. I was very excited to hear that you might be doing an interview regarding the Ezio board. Can't wait. All the best. Yes, we still have that interview in progress. Have not been able to take advantage of that yet, but we will be doing that. Oh, by the way, he writes, I had to laugh at your last episode where you were fretting about the approaching lightning storm. Well, as I was driving and listening to the show, we were experiencing the same kind of or extreme weather as you. So when you're saying, oh, big lightning getting closer, I'm hearing the thunder at my end. I got a lot of comments about that. People thought I was faking that, and those were sound effects. No, that was the real deal. Down here in Florida, we get some pretty violent storms, let me tell you. Lutz from Germany writes, some people still think director is dead. What can one say about this? And then he sends me an audio link that I thought it was going to be an audio comment, and it was just to the Spinal Tap song called Back from the Dead. That was pretty funny, Lutz. I appreciate that. Director's not dead. There is a lot of new concern with the new management and Tom Higgins leaving. Obviously, a lot of talk out there about what's going on with director. The upper management has yet to contact me in regards to this. There has been some attempts made to get them in touch with me, and I haven't heard from them yet. So I'm not going to jump into any conclusions quite yet. Tyree writes from America, my question is more about a project, 3D movies in Shockwave. I'm an artist that programs not the other way around. I started using Director late in 2004 when I was tired of exporting my 3D as video, which is a lesser format in my opinion. Real-time 3D is a better option since I can play video on any 3D object or texture with high-quality video and sidestep the limitations of the renderer. There is also flash video to get around the file size of the video. Now, the Shockwave engine has not changed, but advances in the 3D authoring environment changes every year. I can take every effort, every deformation, every animation, and export it to Director using the advances in 3D authoring technique and creativity. Being able to duplicate everything in a real-time engine is believed only to be possible with 100,000 engines, not Shockwave, which was not meant to be able to do this, but advances in 3D make it possible. What I need from you is not help with 3D or coding, but platform, a place to display it where it can be seen. Since it is all 3D, taking it from real-time movie to real-time game is a simple matter, collision and controls. That's if the people who see the movie decide they would like to play it, not just watch it. But what would be secondary, being able to do everything that's done in video in real-time 3D movies is what this is really about. Again, what I need from you is platform. I'm assuming you want us to play it for you? Is that what you're trying to say, Tyree? If so, send us some links. I will gladly post it, and I'll highlight it here in the upcoming podcast episodes as the director sighting of the week. So I'm very curious to see what you're doing with it. So yeah, definitely send me links or the file, and I'll put it up on our server and let everybody take a look at it. Chris from Belgium writes, does anyone know if the multi-user extra still works fine on the Macintel processors? If not, the move to Macintel and Windows Vista platform could be the time to let this nice extra die in a silent death. Unfortunately, we don't have any Macintels yet, so I hope someone else will be kind enough to test on this extra. Regards, Chris Gaines. So, has anybody tested that extra? I'm sure Chris and other people out there would like to know. Once again, we're looking for people who have tested which extra? The multi-user extra. Sorry, I'm zoning out here a little bit. So let us know, anybody out there, if you've tested that extra. Matthew writes, hi there. I came across your website and was impressed with your exuberance for Director. What do you guys know about the Universal Binary support? Will it not become available until the first half of 2007, release of Shockwave, or will it be made available sooner? Any information you can provide would be really helpful. If you've addressed this issue in one of your podcasts, let me know which one, and I'll download it. Thanks, Matt. I do not know any more than you. Everybody out there, Adobe, is keeping everything hush-hush. I don't know if the time frames have also been pushed back with the change of management. Kind of being kept in the dark right now. At least with Tom Higgins, we had a little more of an insight. He was very easy to communicate with, and any information that he was able to give us ahead of time, he would do that. But anybody over there listening at Adobe, there are some questions out there from your customers. So, you know, please respond, if not to this podcast, to user groups, to discussion forums. Keep the people informed. That's one thing that Tom really did a great job of. And I think that was key to the continued success up to this point of Director. Eric from Australia writes, please forgive me if this has been done. I am new to this. I am having difficulties creating drop-down lists in Director, and the internet instructions are very unclear. Thanks, Eric. Eric, there are several tutorials out there, and I'm going to have to dig one up. Maybe I can email it to you. Or if somebody's got one offhand that they can send me, and I'll pass it on to Eric. I'll even put it on the podcast here and make it a link for next week. Once again, Eric is looking for creating a drop-down list in Director. We use some extras. I forget what we use, but one of the new Flash components, they have a drop down list that's in Director MX 2004. I believe so. What version of Director are you using, Eric? Let me know. Wouter from the Netherlands writes, he's got an idea for a show. Make a podcast on making games with Director. That's good because games are very, very popular with Director, especially all the Shockwave 3D stuff. So, you know, if I can get somebody specifically that does Director games and they kind of excel in that area, Gary Rosenzweig comes to mind off the top of my head. That would make a great episode, just talking about game making in Director and some of the downfalls that it might have as well. And then we have our good friend Dean.
There's a professor we know from down under, that wonderful Aussie named Dean. With feedback today, he'll help us, hooray! So let's lend a big cheer for Dean. Let's lend a big cheer for Dean, the smartest bloke you've ever seen. With feedback today, he'll help us, hooray! So let's lend a big cheer for Dean. With feedback today, he'll help us, hooray! So let's lend a big cheer for Dean.
Dean has emailed us several times, I found out, over the past, since the last podcast. Dean, my apologies. Actually, I was going through, when we moved offices, I installed my Outlook and had to install a new mail filter on my version of Outlook, and it didn't carry over all the spam settings that I had from before, so a ton of my email was getting sorted into the junk email box, so... Sorry, buddy, but you ended up being junk there for a while. You have a few questions I'm going to respond to you personally by email now that I have them. Quick regards. I did receive finally the DVD that you sent. He sent us a series of works from his students at the university, students that he teaches. And he sent us some examples of their work. So we're going to be looking at that over the past couple or next couple of weeks and maybe highlighting one or two of those in our Director sighting of the week. So thank you very much for sending that to us. He had sent us one copy and it came broken, which I was very bummed out about because I was looking forward to seeing that. Let's see what else. He also sent me an email. And for anybody out there, are you guys at Max this year? I would love a report on Max 2006 to find out what it's like. Did they feature anything about Director? Did they even talk about Director at all? The new project management team, the Director team, are going to be at Max October 16th through the 22nd in San Jose and October 23rd through the 27th in Las Vegas. They're going to be around. So anybody out there who wants to hook up with these people or interview them, I would love, man, I'd love to be able to talk to these guys. I'm not out in that area. We had that big change. I would fly out to Vegas in a heartbeat if I thought I could meet up with them and I had the time to do that. But I do not, unfortunately. Let's see what else. Oh, last but not least. Dean, I apologize for this. Dean had sent me an audio clip that he made for me announcing a survey that he's got on his website. This is for the Director Game and Features Request Survey. I guess he's passing this on to Adobe. It's too late to take the survey. However, he does have the survey results out. So what I'm going to do right now in the interactive podcast, if you go ahead and click on the link, you can go and check out the results of this survey. And if you are not listening to the enhanced version, go to our show notes at director.magic8.com. This is episode 26. If you happen to be listening further on, just look up episode 26 in the right-hand column. And you can jump to that link. Once again, that's the survey link that Dean did. Very interesting results, I do have to say. He had a sampling of 227 people. So that's a good size sampling. If I would have gotten this podcast out sooner, and Dean, I apologize, you probably would have gotten some more people that would have known about it and heard about it. I'm being presumptuous, of course, there, but I wish I would have been able to help you out, and I apologize for not being able to do that for you. But keep the emails coming in, Dean. Dean, I will be sending you an email covering some of your other questions that you had for me, and I'm ready to, now that we're in our office and we're settled down, I'm ready to ramp up the Director Podcast again and getting some more cool things out there for our podcast listeners. I felt since, one of the pieces of news was about the Data Grip Extra, I thought maybe I would cover that in this week's Extra of the Week. So if you're interested, go ahead and click on the interactive link right now, or jump to the show notes and click on the link, or just go to Integration New Media and there you're going to find the link for the Data Grip product. Now, remember, like I said at the top of the show, Integration New Media has recently acquired the Data Grip product and Data Grip Net. So let me just briefly tell you what the Data Grip and the Data Grip Net is all about. Data Grip for Director combines Macromedia Director, or Adobe Director, with Microsoft Access to give you a better way to store and manage your assets. Great for kiosks, CBTs, games, personal information managers, or any application that requires a Microsoft Access database. Personally, I hate Microsoft Access. I can't stand it. But those of you who need to use it, this is one of those extras that you could use. And the Data Grip Net for Director is an extra that allows developers of Director and Shockwave applications to connect those applications to a remote Microsoft Access or ODBC compliant database via the internet. Data Grip Net can be used for a computer-based training, online catalogs, customer information collection, and internet gaming. Localized applications can utilize Data Grip Net for multiple language versions by storing translated text in the database. So that's the basics for Data Grip for Director and Data Grip Net for Director. Now, I personally have never used Data Grip. I've used Valentina. I've used V12. I've played around with the Vision database. But I never used Data Grip for some reason. So any listeners out there ever used it? Did you find it useful? Do you still find it useful? Are you using something else instead of Data Grip? Do you use Data Grip exclusively for some reason that we should know about? Let me know. The price, if you're interested, for Data Grip is $299. Or if you have, I think you can upgrade, what did I say at the top of the show, for $199. So that is the Data Grip Extra. For more information, just go to the Integration New Media site, click on Extras, and there you'll find the Data Grip Extra. And you can also click on the interactive link right now or jump to our show notes at director.magic8.com. And this week's sighting of the week, actually, I found while researching the resource of the week, which we'll talk about next. But the sighting of the week, I found a Shockwave application online, which is pretty darn cool. It's created by a guy named Nicholas Klaus. You can find out more information by going to Nicholas, NicolasClauss.com. Nicholas Klaus. But the site I'm going to cover in particular is flyingpuppet.com. That's FlyingPuppet.com. You know what? While I was researching this, I don't have a list of previously covered topics. I previously covered sighting of the week, previously covered resources of the week. So I almost started thinking that maybe I covered this before. I don't think so, but if I have, please excuse me. But I very cool stuff. What Nicholas Klaus has done is taken, he's basically an artist, I consider it, and done some interesting things with Shockwave and artwork and making things interactive. I mean, very, very bizarre, cool things. He's French. I really, really like the stuff. So definitely one thing that you have to check out is go to flyingpuppet.com. And for more information on Nicholas, go to Nicholas Klaus. www.thedirectorpodcast.com. Definitely something you should check out. And there's more links like this that I'm going to talk about right now in the resource of the week. So this resource of the week, actually, you can it's at vispro.com, V-I-S-P-R-O.com. Now, let me give you the actual link where I found all this stuff. It's www.vispro. Oh, see, now I got that long. It's vispo, V-I-S-P-O.com, not vispro.com. So it's vispo.com/WFS4/documentation/resources.htm. And if you didn't catch all that while driving down the road, not a problem. Just go back and look at our notes for this show. Or if you're listening to the enhanced version, go ahead and click on the link. I'm going to go ahead and do that right now. Once again, we're always trying to find a series of resources that you guys can use to research director, maybe find some cool stuff. There's lots of interesting things on this site. There's links for the basic stuff, macromedia.com, director documentation page, tutorials and articles, director tech notes, show me's, which is pretty cool, some sample movies, list news groups, email lists, and then there's some sites. Oh, there goes my BlackBerry. Somebody sending me an email. At least my phone hasn't rang since I've been here, which is good. There's some sites that are featured, and where I just found, and I just played for you, the Nicholas Klaus thing, the flying puppet. That is under Notable Shockwave Works of Art. And there's 8 different artists there. Very cool stuff. I mean, it just shows you, you know, director can be used for almost anything, including artwork. Easy for you to say. Artwork. So, you know, it depends on your imagination, depends on your use. Everybody can find a use for director, as I've always been a firm believer. Anyways, go check this out and play around with it. I'm not really going to go into it. It's one of those things where you have to go and play with it to find out what is there. A lot of the stuff you've seen before, but you know what? This show is becoming eclectic, where we're creating a list of links of, you know, I wish somebody would take all the links that we ever did in the resources and compiled a unique list from those resources, because then we'd have one monster list. But anyways, for more information, go to vispo.com/WFS4/documentation/resources.htm. So that does it for the podcast here, Director Podcast, episode number 26. I was hoping this would not be an hour-long show, because I get yelled at from you guys every time I do an hour show, but we're going to keep it under 45 minutes, which is great, and that even includes the song, which is even better. We want to thank you very, very, very much for hanging in there with us here at the Director Podcast. I know it's been actually over a month since our last show, and we are going to be back in the swing of things now that we're all settled here. If you want to send us your comments, and those of you joining us for the first time, just to let you know, we really appreciate voice comments that come into us on our voice comment hotline, which is 954-840-3677. You can also just send us an MP3 file. Record your comment on your laptop or computer, and just forward me the MP3 file. That's fine. I'll take a voice comment any way I can get it. You can also shoot us your comments at director@magicgate.com. Or you can find out more information by going to director.magicgate.com and scrolling down to the bottom of the page, there's actually a form that you can fill in, which we, quite honestly, we might be changing, because I get spammed on that form, and all the forms on all the Director Podcast pages, I get probably 200 to 300 spam emails per day resulting from that form. It's insane. I don't understand what spammers accomplish by doing that. You know, I don't get it. Hopefully it's not you guys doing that to me. So anyways, for right now, just go to director.magicgate.com. Like I said, scroll to the bottom of the page. There's a form. Just fill in your comments, send it to us, and we will read your comments right here on this episode. Now, if by chance you don't want your comments read, not a problem. Just put that it's an anonymous comment, and we'll still read it if it's relevant, but we just won't mention your name. I know there's a few people out there that prefer it that way. That's fine. That's not a problem. Don't forget our other show, the Kiosk Podcast. I haven't done one in a while, but for more information, go to kiosk.magic8.com if you develop Kiosk, because that's a great resource for you as well. Submit your contest entries. Remember, get those into us, and as soon as we have enough entries, we will post it up on the internet, on our website. We'll announce it here on the podcast, and you can begin to go in there and vote for who you think has submitted to us the best utility using 20 lines of lingo or less. So tune in again, hopefully next week, I'm hoping, for another episode of the Director Podcast, where we all talk about their... See, I can't even say my pitch line at the end. Actually, but before I go into that, I was just thinking, I've got company coming into town next Wednesday through the following Wednesday. So you know what? You probably won't be hearing an episode next Wednesday. Maybe the following Wednesday or Thursday. I don't know. That's into November sometime, the first week of November. So that's probably when the next Director Podcast will be. So first week of November, tune in again where we're going to talk about the software that we all love to use. Here's a new artist on the PodSafe Music Network, which you can find out more information by going to music.podshow.com. Here's a band called Rock Kills Kid with a song called Paralyzed. See you soon, folks.
This feels like another dream, trapped underneath my own routines. I try to lift it off of me. I give up, I just sit and bleed. I'm paralyzed.
Listening to the Director Podcast.
What? Give a fuck.